Spread that thing like Bubby. This ain't in my body.
I remember many years ago, I was at work at the, I was at the rat race job, and I remember I used to have so much free time because I would get my shit done, and then I would just come up with shit, either read on the internet, or whatever, right? And I remember coming up with this idea of a book, and I actually had the chapters and everything. It was, the title of the book was "Don't Chase the Jerk." That was the main premise of it, because what I found throughout my life and in dating in general was that women were always, generally speaking, I'm not talking about you delicate exceptional flowers and snowflakes out there, because I feel now I have to preface this by saying, if this doesn't apply to you, then don't fucking take it personal. All right, so I'm just speaking my mind here. Like, if you're not that way, okay, good. I'm not talking about you. But you know there's people around you that are like this. And unfortunately, it's like me saying, you know, I'm an easygoing, laid-back guy, and I'm not jealous, and I'm not controlling. But guess what? I know people, most guys are. Most guys are controlling. Most guys are this and that. And I'm okay with that. It doesn't offend me. I don't take it personal. God damn. Like, you people, like, it's so weird that people are not able to not understand that. It's the weirdest thing. But anyway, all right, so I just prefaced it by saying that. But so, I believe women, generally speaking, chase the challenge. And I was laughing my ass off because I was seeing this woman talking about how she didn't put on makeup. I think I talked about this yesterday. Makeup on and all, you know, she doesn't do anything for anybody but herself. I'm like, no, you do that to impress your friends, your female friends. You do that to impress your gay friends. You do that to impress somebody. Because at the end of the day, when you go take that time to get ready, it's something that, it's a red flag for me. But anyway, but what I'm saying is that generally speaking, in my experiences in life, women have chased a guy that's a challenge. Women are like cats. They're very curious creatures, and then there's no rhyme or reason. They like what they like. Sometimes they don't like what they like, and then if they do like what they like, 2 years later it could change completely. Like, they're dynamic. Like, if you're not changing with the woman, you're dead on water. I've always said that, because it's guys, as we get older, we get set and stuck in a routine that we enjoy. And we're like, okay, we like to do this. And the woman's like, no, we're not going to just fucking do this for the rest of my life. That's a fucking jail sentence. I don't want to be doing that. You know, where I think a lot of men are comfortable in routine and knowing what we can expect from the day, right? But women are just not that way. I'm just saying that to myself. And another thing that I was just seeing women over and over again going after guys that just has red flags all over it. But I just see this thing of Tristan Thompson, which is a former NBA player or current NBA player. I don't even know. He's on his way out. Early 30s. And he dates a celebrity, Kardashian. And the funny thing about that is that he was in a relationship with her. And then there's videos of him fucking other women and dating other women and being in the club with other women. And this woman keeps taking him back, was flirting with her sister's friend, excommunicated the friend, didn't blame the guy at all. It's a weird thing. That's why I always tell my daughter, whenever it comes to dynamics of partners and your friends with their partners, your friend is gonna pick the partner 9 times out of 10. Very rare with a friend be in a position of saying, fuck you, dude, I'm gonna stick with my friend kind of deal. Like, they don't even do that for family. So what makes you think that a friend is gonna be loyal to you if you let them know, hey, your guy's a dog? Because this was gonna happen. That guy's gonna be like, oh, that bitch snitched on me. Oh, she snitched on, oh, because she told on me? Okay, well, I don't want her around. I don't want to be around her. And then it puts your friend in the predicament where she's got to choose one or the other, and she's going to pick the guy, because that's what people do when they're in love, right? So, but it's interesting to see Tristan Thompson once again out in Greece with another mystery woman. And mind you, he got a couple women pregnant. He's been out in the club. He's been having, you know, sex tapes with his big dick out and about. I don't know. It's just a really weird thing to see women still, like, they're still, like, levitated, attracted women. And I think for guys, that's the thing that women don't understand, is that when we see a guy, especially when we're younger, and they're exuding something that it's attracting these women. Like, let's say I'm attracted to this beautiful girl, but this beautiful girl only likes guys that are football players, or likes guys that are driving nice cars, or and you're saying to yourself, okay, I guess that's what I have to do to get a girl like that. Because ultimately, you know, you're attracted to what you're attracted to. And unfortunately for us guys, physical beauty does play a part in it. Don't get me wrong. There's guys that have certain preferences. They like tall, they like short, they like BBWs, they like thin, big tits, big ass, small tits, small ass, whatever it is. You know, we all have our preferences, and I understand that. But I think the one thing about women is that it's so contradictory, because I feel they say they want a nice guy, they want a guy that respects them, they want a gentleman, but then they go chase these guys. Like, they want to tame the beast. And I'm saying to myself, don't you see that? I try to tell this to women throughout my years, is that when you see a guy and he shows you flashes of being nice, but he's 90% dickhead, but you still stuck on that 10%, which was 100% when you first started dating, right? So the guy was just playing along, being nice and respectful, and then all of a sudden, he was telling you what you needed to wear. Now he was telling you, like, who can you talk to, who can you not talk to, because he has a fear of, you know, of you doing something that he would do. Because I think a lot of people that put those limitations on, don't cheat on me, 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 are also people that are very much, especially from guys, they're very much live in a double standard world. And I understand, and I tell that to women all the time, that you have to, if you want a guy for the long game, you have to get a guy that's super nice, that he's boring. And I know it's not exciting, but if you want that exclusivity, if you want that no fear of someone else coming in, then yeah, that's where you got to go. Because women are really weird in this sense. Like, they want a guy that everybody wants, but only has their eye on them. And unfortunately for a lot of guys, especially sexually active men, it's a very hard thing to do. And women are like, well, we have to do it all the time. But you guys are used to that. You guys are just wired differently than guys. Like, we don't have women hitting at us at the gas station or the grocery store. We just don't have that. An average guy, okay? It's like, it's just a really weird thing that women can't understand. Like, women feel like that guys get hit on just as much as they do. I'm like, no, they don't. They get hit on just as much once they know you're in a relationship. Once you're in a commitment, there's something attractive about that for them. They like to flirt. They like to, you know, I don't know what it is. That's something that women would have to explain to me as far as why they are more attracted. I've done articles on this. I've listened to this shit. It's just so such a bewildering thing that they're more attracted to men that are in commitments or relationships, right? But anyway, but going back to Tristan Thompson, right? Because that's such a fascinating thing of him, the whole world seeing that he doesn't give up. Like, he knows Khloe Kardashian is always going to take him back. And guess what? He was out in Greece with a woman when a couple weeks ago the news came out that he was expecting a second child with Khloe Kardashian. So imagine that. He's planning on having a child for the second time, and he's out in Greece with another woman. You can't make this stuff up. You cannot. It's like, how can you not understand that this is how guys, you see the results. It's like, guy, like Tristan Thompson, like, fuck, That's all I got to do is be a little tall and have a little money. And these women are going to be just letting you walk all over them. Like, you know, like that. That's the part that I think women, like I said, their strength in numbers. And I think us men, we understand the game that we have to play. Like, we see that, okay, like for me, if I want some hot women on me, if I was like into the 18, 19 year olds, and I was like, I just want 18, 19 year olds around me, like Hugh Hefner, like 10 of them, then I would have to work my ass off to be a multi-millionaire, okay? And have boats and have yachts and have trips and then show it off on social media. And I'm sure that they'll come flocking because that's what attracts women. You see, and you say, well, that's not me. That's not me. I know that's not you. I'm just telling you that in general. Just like guys, I think generally speaking can be a bit controlling, especially when you're asking them to pay the bills. That's why I think it always comes down to understanding that person. So with Tristan Thompson, it's like, well, that guy's going to be, he's going to be a whore. He's going to be fucking around for a long time. Okay. I think it's hard. I always say this. It's hard to get the party out of somebody like that. And it doesn't matter. He has multiple kids. He's still, you know, enjoying life. He's like, man, my dick's working. I'm going to enjoy it till the cows come home. And I get it. Like I said, if I was in that position of having the leverage, right? Because an average guy versus an average woman, the leverage is to the woman. Because why? Because she gets way more solicitations than the guy. She gets way more applications than the guy. And so as an average person, an average male, female, like average guy has to step up and do a little extra work and so on and so forth. But when you're an exceptional guy, when you're like on that 6'6", you know, like then you brag about it and you let the world know about it, then that's when you start getting a higher quality pool. I always hear this with rappers all the time and celebrities all the time. I always hear them like, it's not the quality of women and the way it changes when you have notoriety. It's fascinating. But I think women don't want to accept that. Like when I talk to women about that, they get so fucking personal about it. And I'm like, dude, I'm just telling you what it is. Don't chase the jerk. Don't tame the beast. Don't just look for a person that treats you with respect, respects your boundaries, respects how you want to be and operate. And if he doesn't, or if that's not his cup of tea, or if you find out that he's not living up to the agreement, then you got to check out. It's simple as that. Because I'll leave with this. People usually play along. That's their thing. They'll play along. The dating game from both sides, not just from men, but from women, they play along until they have you further in enough where it's hard for you to make that decision to leave, if that makes any sense. So like if you're a person that is a heavy alcohol drinker, you're able to camouflage that for some time. But then when you start living together, she starts seeing that you grab a bottle as soon as you come home. And on weekends when you don't work, you're starting to drink at 8 o'clock in the morning and you're drunk all day. Then she's realizing, fuck, I didn't know this. I wasn't aware of this. You know, and because people, that's what people do. People are afraid of judgment. People are afraid of, and, you know, I tend to disclose a lot of my ways. And I for better or worse, I'm like, hey, this is who I am. This is what I like. This is what I don't like. This is what I would like to experience. And hey, if you're in, great. If you're not, great. Like, no hard feelings. Because I think you have to let it be known that you have to own up who you are. And I think Tristan Thompson, seeing him doing the things he does, I think Chloe and them probably have an agreement of like, look, I just want you to show up for the photos, be around my daughter a couple times a month, you know, be around the babies, let's do a family trip together kind of deal. But you go ahead and be a wild dog out there and do your thing. And there's some women that wouldn't tolerate that. I mean, I get it. I mean, I everyone has their own threshold. So, but again, I mean, I see that. And for you guys out there that feel that you're not getting any ass, you're not getting the quality of ass that you want to get, it's like, hey, start making that money. Like, you start seeing the results.
This ain't in my body. This ain't in my body.